When my fingertips rest lightly against each other, and my arms are at my sides, I'm in my peace position. This is a position of peace, but also of power. When I put my hands in the peace position, this gives me poise and I am calm. When I have my hands in this position, I am powerful and at peace. I am a sieve, and anything that comes up against me simply flows through me and keeps going. I deflect and diffuse it. And in my peace position, I am peace. I am power. There is nothing that anyone can do to change that. There's nothing that can rattle me. Because I am calm in my peace position. I'm calm and relaxed with who I am and with what I'm saying. I know who I am, and I know what's right, and I know what's wrong. And I can choose to be calm. I can choose to be relaxed and slowly take deep breaths of life-sustaining air and let it out equally as slow. And then I can face whatever turbulence comes toward me, physically, verbally, emotionally, spiritually. My faith is strong. My faith in the Creator and His Son Christ keeps me strong. My faith in myself and my abilities is strong. All the study, all the training within my mind and heart makes me this way. These are the things that will give me more power and more peace. Serenity is in the peace position, and I take deep, slow breaths while in my peace position. And when I am confronted with anything that is unpleasant or is against my faith, that is against my peace and well-being, then I assume the peace position, and I deflect and diffuse the stress and the danger that I am facing. And when I speak in response to those that are not of peace or those that have a closed mind, I am calm and I am careful to maintain my peace and my power. I remember that they know not what they do, and I have compassion for these ones. When those that are captive to a concept resist me, they are resisting themselves. They cannot defeat me. They only defeat themselves. My Christian compassion for them and my love of myself strengthens me. And I just let the anger go. I let the stress go. If someone continues to work against my peace or is even hateful to me or tries to assault my spirituality, I put my hands in the peace position. And again, I breathe slowly and deeply several times, and I feel peace flowing into my body, and my perspective changes. I am above the stress and anxiety. I look down at it objectively and calmly. It cannot harm me anymore, for I am confident in my peace position. This peaceful high ground does not make me arrogant but relaxed. It does not make me better than anyone else. Only without turmoil and without doubt, it makes me strong and firm in my resolve and in my state of peaceful power. I tap into the power that is available to me from the Holy Spirit of God and from within myself. I channel this inner strength and willpower as a shield, as a force for good, as a huge reservoir of strength of mind and strength of character. This makes me calm and emotionless. No one is allowed to break me down or discourage me from reaching my goals or wavering in my resolve. My face shows this when I am in my peace position. My body language and state of mind proves that I am relaxed, that I am unflappable. I am actually happy to successfully face the fire, facing the trial with strength and resolve. Because I know that when I believe in myself, and when I tap into this peaceful power position, I am touching this deep wellspring of power within me. It comes from my training. It comes from my deep faith. It comes from the Almighty Creator of the universe. Just as when David said, "By my God I can climb a wall, and by my God I will not tire out." And so as I reflect and think about my peace position and what it does for me, I breathe slowly and deeply. My senses are tuned. I am poised to face whatever obstacles are placed in my path, and I am in my peace position, able to deflect and diffuse all negativity that comes my way.
Successfully faced
I reflect and think about my peace position and what it does for me.